I'm not the type to get caught up in my head. I date when I want to. I enjoy it. And then when the thrill of it fades, I move on. No complications. No second thoughts. But Blair, the thrill isn't fading. If anything, it's worse now. Because now I know what she feels like in my arms. Now I know what she sounds like when she's this close to losing herself in a kiss. And now I know what it feels like to be the reason she hesitated at her front door, looking at me like she wanted more, but wasn't ready to admit it. This planet has, or rather had, a problem, which was this. Most of the people on it were unhappy for pretty much of the time. Many solutions were suggested for this problem, but most of these were largely concerned with the movements of small green pieces of paper, which is odd because on the whole, it wasn't the small green pieces of paper that were unhappy. If you happen to stumble across us by accident, you will spot us easily. We've pushed a few round tables together, there's spilled sugar on the tabletops, coffee stirrers on the floor, and crumbs on our shirts. If Jake, who is 90 years old, is there, he brought a sandwich from home because, in his words, no one can tell me I can't bring in outside food. He also pays for one cup of coffee, but takes two. He brings the other home to his wife. I leaned back in the chair and laced my fingers behind my head. Suddenly, a splay of words flashed across the screen and a voice piped up from the computer speakers. A young woman's voice, brimming with perky energy and unvarnished eagerness. I fell out of my chair from the onslaught of excitedness.
Well, hey there, Mr. Mumbai, Mr. Absentee Boss Man, Mr. Never Sets Foot in a Space Station but cashes out his profits the nanosecond I send them. Where you been?